kids from Ecole Good Shepherd School and for the kids all around the world, it's me again, Mrs. Hempel. We hope you enjoyed your first of three series of podcasts that contain messages from teachers to their students. Now, it is time for our second group of teachers. We know that kids all around the world are not going to school right now because the world is working really hard to work together so that we can all be back to our regular lives again as soon as possible. Now remember, if you are listening and you are not a part of Ecole Good Shepherd School, we really want you to know that you actually are a part of our EGSS family. Ecole Good Shepherd wants to welcome kids from around the world to listen in, be a part of our conversations, and know that your teacher feels exactly the same way as our teachers do. They really miss you and love you. So welcome to EGSS. We've been waiting for you. All right, let's get right to our teachers.
Bonjour les amis. This is Mademoiselle Feltmate,
Madame Zoa,
and Mademoiselle Coles.
We want to let you know that we miss you like crazy.
And we think you're awesome.
Our days are long and not so exciting without you.
Mademoiselle Feltmate misses you so much, we had to buy her a kitten to keep her company.
Mademoiselle Coles has gone crazy with the list. We have to hide her notepads and pens.
And you should see Madame Zoar's classroom. It's littered with candy wrappers.
We can't wait to see you all again soon.
We know that you're being kind to one another.
Read lots.
Eat your vegetables.
And enjoy the sunshine. We love you so much.
Les amis, on vous aime tellement.
À bientôt.
Bonjour.
De Madame Ottenbright.
Madame West.
Hey, Monsieur Sprinkhusen.
Vous nous manquez. We miss you. We just wanted to say hi. Our classrooms don't feel the same without you. And just tell you a little bit about what we've been up to. So I've been trying to keep busy by learning lots of new things, learning how to use computers and iPads and videos to help you guys learn, which I can't wait to share with you. When I've been at home, I've been trying to keep busy by reading and cooking and going outside for lots of walks. So I hope you're keeping busy too and finding ways to have fun and learn and staying safe with your families.
My family's also been going for lots and lots of walks and trying to make it fun together. And I hope when you look outside or go outside, you're getting some joy from seeing God's beautiful creation. Yesterday, my family took sidewalk chalk and went and left messages for other people because we're kind of missing other people. So we thought if we left messages on the sidewalks around the neighborhood and knew other people would be reading them, it brought us a lot of joy.
Hey, 6AD. Oh, sorry I'm late. As I was slamming lockers, Mademoiselle Dubois-Jeanette locked me in one. Spent hours in there practicing my TikTok moves. It's not looking so good. Also, I've been spending all my free time writing you a song on my ukulele. However, Mademoiselle Fitzpatrick was fed up with all the racket in the house that she hid it on me. It'll be my mission to find it. I wish you guys were around to help me plan how to get her back. Miss you guys so much. Take care.
Hi, everyone. It's Miss Parkin.
Hi, Good Shepherd. It's Mr. Carey. We really miss you. School's not the same without the kids.
We miss you so much and all of your smiling faces. And Mr. Carey and I just wanted to give you some tips of how to continue raising the roof while you're at home. We know right now there's a ton of different emotions that we're going through, so we kind of changed it up a little bit. So if you're feeling really down one day, it's okay to be like, ooh, ooh. And if you really just don't know how to feel one day, that's okay too. You can be like, ooh, 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 ooh. Or you can pretend like we are there and we entered a room and stay solid with the ooh, 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 ooh. We miss you lots and hope to see you soon.
Stay safe and we can't wait to see you again. Take care.
Hey, Good Shepherd, Mrs. Messer here. Just letting you know that I've been busy sending your parents' emails and keeping everyone up to date. I sure miss seeing you during the lunch hour for Band-Aids, snacks, lunch pickup, and ice packs. But you don't know that I make the ice packs from the lining of disposable baby diapers. I also really miss seeing my fellow Saskatchewan Rough Rider fans in their rider gear. And I really would like to see Ben and Conrad with an egg delivery right now. LOL. Before I head back to the office, I want to share some things I used to do with my children when they were little. We used to play hide and seek in the dark with flashlights, build a blanket fort, build a puzzle, and bake together. And if you can, don't forget to FaceTime with your grandparents. They miss you too. As a grandma, I just love and get so excited when I get to FaceTime with my grandsons. Oh, sorry, I gotta run. Mr. Lorenz just ran out of toilet paper and I need to try and find him some.
Hey guys, or as Liam would say, what's Gucci gamers? It's Miss Raposo,
Miss Beaton,
and Mrs. Morrison
coming at you with a rap.
Now this is a story all about how Good Shep got turned right upside down. And I'd like to take a minute in Miss Beat's chair to say how much we miss you and how much we care. In Okotoks, Alberta, Starbucks crazed. In Miss Beat's classroom where we spend most of our days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing out cool while we tried our grade in online school. When Mr. Fresco was up to no good, started trouble in Frankville Hood. He tried throwing TP and we all got scared. Miss Mo said,
"Precious TP, don't you dare!"
Miss Mo and Miss B finally had their way. Miss Raposo couldn't shout Mad Minutes every day. With Mad Minutes no more, Miss R said,
"I'll sing the 12th song by myself instead."
In our empty classroom, it's pretty clear. Without your smiles, we wish you were here. Stay healthy at home, we hope to see you soon. In the meantime, at least you know how to loom.
Hey, Good Shepherd. Mr. Lowry here. We miss you all. I wanted to make sure that I announced this week's birthdays. So, we left off last Friday. Celebrating birthdays on the weekend were Marin and Tice. And celebrating birthdays this week, we have Skyla, Peyton, Jared, Marshall, Braden, Cassandra, Keegan, Matthew, Andrew, Brielle, Wyatt, Everett, and Dabin. And that gets us through to Friday. We also have a staff member celebrating a birthday this week, and it's actually today. Mrs. Wilcox is celebrating a birthday. So we hope that all of you guys have fabulous birthdays. Sorry again, I can't announce the last names due to social media and FOIP, but know that we're thinking about you. It's nice to see that spring is finally in the air. And be sure to follow Facebook to see what's up with some of your teachers, as well as we're putting the podcast onto Facebook, and we'll let you know some of the things that are going on around the school. So take care. We look forward to seeing you on social media, and we'll see you soon.
Wow. Aren't these teachers amazing? I feel so blessed every day to learn from them and work with them. I hope you all enjoyed the hope that they bring to their messages, that we will be all together again soon. Enjoy the space and time while Mother Earth heals. With that, we will end as we always do at École Good Shepherd School with our end of the day blessing.
Au nom du Père, du Fils et du Saint-Esprit, Amen. Que le Seigneur te bénisse et qu'il te protège.
Que le Seigneur fasse briller son visage sur toi et qu'il t'accorde sa grâce.
Que le Seigneur veille sur toi et t'accorde la paix.
Au nom du Père et du Fils et du Saint-Esprit. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.